We're going to look now at a mysterious kind of illness. It's called nodding syndrome, because one of its first symptoms is just that, a bobbing of the head. It happens among children in parts of East Africa. Epidemiologists here in the U.S. have made dealing with the unexplained outbreak a top priority, but they still don't understand much about the disease. Matthew Kilty reports.
Nodding syndrome only hits children. It first was noticed in southern Sudan in the mid-90s. It's since spread to northern Uganda and currently affects nearly 3,000 children. The first sign of the disease usually is pathological nodding. Ultimately, the disease wrecks the child physically and mentally. This is the nodding syndrome ward at the Atanga Health Center in the northern district of Padae. It's one of the five that the Ministry of Health opened last summer in northern Uganda. And it is a bleak place. Even a nurse here, Nicole Nieko, will admit as much.
Because it's not really a ward. It's just somewhere that they've dumped these children. Because you look and...
It's just a squat cement building. It's not spacious. It couldn't handle much more than the 11 mattresses with no bed frames, that run the length of the walls. On one of those mattresses sits Lamona Santiana, who came here a week ago with her grandson.
Dennis.
Dennis lies next to Lamona. She tells me he's 16, but you can only get a glimpse of his age in his face. He looks half the size you'd expect him to be. He rarely moves. He hardly speaks. Lamona tells me if he wants water, he'll take a cup nearby and tap the cement floor with it. Most everything else is nonsense, hallucinations. This happens with children with nodding syndrome. They fall apart cognitively. But there are moments, like this one, at the end of my conversation with Lamona.
She's saying thank you.
When Lamona thanked me and I butchered the return, that there's this giggle from Dennis. And the thing is, as Nieko says about Dennis,
he's just in his own world, let me just say aside.
Except for that one brief moment.
Yeah.
Okay, a foil.
And so what Nieko and others hired by the Ministry of Health are trying to do is bring children like Dennis back to some sort of normalcy. Which is difficult to do here. Healthcare in Uganda isn't good. Fewer than a third of the major health centers here are fully operational. Still, last year, the Uganda Ministry of Health carved out $1.4 million in its budget to mount a response to nodding syndrome. They hired and trained physicians and nurses like Nieko. They bought big white vans and stuck blue lettering on the sides that reads Nodding Syndrome Response Team. They also bought over a million tablets of a generic anticonvulsant called sodium valproate, a drug that came on recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization. Workers get the drug to nearly 3,000 affected children by covering thousands of square miles of dirt roads. As of now, there aren't numbers, or at least nothing peer-reviewed, to back up how well the drug is working. So instead, you get anecdotes like Jeffrey Tabo. Jeffrey started nodding 4 years ago, when he was 7. After 6 months on sodium valproate, he can hold a conversation now, something his dad says he couldn't do before the drug. Jeffrey tells me he's returned to school. He's in third grade. He says he likes it. I heard other stories like Jeffrey's, from parents and from health workers. Stories like a child who couldn't speak now talks. A child who couldn't feed himself now can bring a handful of rice to his mouth.
One of the ones I saw couldn't walk, and now is walking.
This is Robert Downing.
I'm a microbiologist
at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's campus in Uganda. The CDC back in Atlanta has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and countless hours assisting the Ugandan government in investigating nodding syndrome. Among the possibilities explored is whether nodding syndrome could be caused by a war-related chemical exposure, or a response to a local parasite, or a vitamin deficiency, or genetics. But so far, investigators have hit dead ends. So, short of a cause, they're trying to treat a symptom. Sodium valproate has proven effective in treating seizures similar to nodding syndrome, which is why the CDC and the World Health Organization recommended the drug to the Ugandan government as a potential treatment.
But it requires a bigger effort. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Downing says that any anticonvulsant treatment was only one aspect of a response plan the CDC helped draft with the Ugandan government last year.
There's a lot about nutrition. There's a lot about rehabilitation.
Re-education was another one. But those programs were reliant on outside donors and have either withered up, gone unfunded, or unimplemented. And NGOs that champion Downing syndrome as a cause are few and far between, leaving families with children who might not nod as much, but are nowhere near normal.
So they do need help, and then that's... There's so little there.
The outreach team in the district of Padang made 27 house visits every month, going to see children one by one in a village. At this home, the parents were gone. Morris Oyo let us in. Inside, Oyo's brother Robert lies on the dirt floor, back against the clay wall, slowly eating rice from a bowl. A link chain is wrapped around his ankle. It runs up to the roof, tied to a wooden beam. Oyo tells me his brother has been nodding for 10 years. When it got bad, his parents took to tying him up in the hut so they could continue to work the fields. Most parents fear if their child is left alone, they might wander off or drown in a nearby well. Oyo says his parents can't afford to do anything else. After we walked out of the hut, a few from the response team told me they will often forcibly remove children from their homes if they think the child is neglected. I asked them if this constitutes neglect. They tell me no. This is just the reality of the situation. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Kilty.
Matthew Kilty is an NPR Above the Fray Fellow, sponsored by the John Alexander Project. You are listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.